I've decided to run for Congress in the 7th Congressional District.
Speaking before a packed room at the Wausau Labor Temple, Kelly Westland took a hard line against Republican incumbent Sean Duffy. The Ashland City Councilwoman said if elected, one of her first priorities would be raising the minimum wage to $10 an hour.
Sean Duffy refuses to support raising the minimum wage to a living wage for working people. And then he complains that he struggles to get by on his salary of $174,000 a year.
Westland said she would make an issue out of Duffy's role in the events leading to the U.S. government shutdown.
In this district, there are a lot of federal workers, and when those federal workers weren't getting their paychecks, that's money that wasn't being reinvested in our local communities. Sean Duffy says he supports workers, and he says one thing in this district, but then he goes back to Washington and he votes against our best interests.
In a press release, Westland's candidacy was slammed by the Republican Party of Wisconsin, which said she, quote, would be nothing more than a blank check for Barack Obama. Westland told reporters that she would stand up to the president on the issue of Social Security cuts.
Kind of absurd to me that Sean Duffy would talk about me being a blank check for President Obama when he is a blank check for big money interests like oil companies.
Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Mike Tate praised Kelly Westland's candidacy, but didn't rule out the possibility of a primary. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.